is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. It is Thursday, July 27th, and you are tuned into the Northwoods Fishing Report podcast with your host, Eagle River Muskie Guide, Josh Krieger. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. I want to start off this week's show by first off apologizing for missing last week's episode. This is ideally a weekly report, and I just got so busy last week that things kind of just got overwhelming, and I just honestly did not end up getting a podcast done. My apologies, like I said. You know, just extremely busy. Like, I felt like I might as well have been sleeping on my boat. Honestly, you know, a couple Saturdays ago, after the last podcast we did here, we had the Muskie Shop Bash. It was great to see some of you guys up there and meet some of you who have been listening. I really appreciate it. It was awesome and makes me feel great to hear some of the stories of you guys catching some really nice fish, you know, using some of these tactics that we've talked about on previous podcasts. You know, that's the whole purpose of this, is to kind of try to help you guys be successful and give you some advice to help you along the way. I truly, truly want everyone to catch more fish and be more successful on the water. That is the whole goal of this whole podcast. So we had that bash last Saturday. You know, we had some friends in town. I was doing some filming with the boys from the Muskie Shop and a bunch of guide trips. Been on the water constantly, nonstop, and, you know, fishing has been pretty good, as it normally is in the summer up here, where we will move multiple fish a day, and, you know, we're getting specific windows where the fish tend to actually eat. You know, like I said, they're pretty active, they're moving all day long, but the actual strikes, the bites, those are normally coming in specific short little windows. And the big key to that here, you know, almost 2 weeks ago now when we had the new moon, where the moon phases, your majors and your minors, those were very, very key. And actually, even into this last week here, they have also, you know, persisted to be very, very key in the feeding windows and the bite, you know, getting the bites on the water. One thing 2 weeks ago I want to talk about, kind of a neat little story. The night of the new moon, I was out fishing. And Ricky Bobo or Alan Chess was in town. You may have known him or heard his voice on the Muskie 360 podcast before. And him and his girlfriend and me and my girlfriend went out on the water, and we actually launched the boat at 10:30 at night because there was an overnight major. And we went out there, and my girlfriend caught a very, very nice fish at 12:57 in the morning, just before 1 a.m. during that major. So like I said, the moon phase, majors, minors, all of it have been super, super important. You know, make sure, obviously you can catch fish at any time of the day still, but make sure you are fishing, you know, where you know there are some active fish during those moon phase peaks, because they have been super, super important. As I mentioned, you know, we did some filming. I was doing that with the boys from the Muskie Shop, the owner, Jim Stewart, the manager, Jay Essie, and then obviously Stephen Paul as well, who runs the other podcast, Muskie 360 podcast. And we, one day, were in really tough conditions. It was Thursday, and we had big, bad cold front come in. And we, you know, we struggled for the first little bit. We were moving some fish, but we, you know, had to find the active fish, and eventually we did. And we put one in the boat, a nice one on a bucktail on the figure eight, you know, had one miss top water and lost one. So, you know, even in the cold front, these fish are still active, especially, you know, that one fish that Steve caught on the figure eight, that was during the major, right at the start of it. So, like I said, you know, you're still moving fish and they're still feeding kind of regardless of weather. And, you know, I say they're feeding regardless of weather, but weather still has been affecting them, especially here this past week. We've had a lot of kind of smaller storms move in and out, and fish have been feeding like crazy before those as well. And again, that's kind of typical. You know, fish do normally feed aggressively before fronts come through. When you have prefrontal conditions, especially when they line up with, you know, moon phases, which we actually had happen this morning here for some clients of mine, we had light rain and we were in the major in the morning. The major this morning was between 7 and 9 a.m. And my client catches a very nice fish on top water just before 9 a.m. during that major with, you know, some light rain and some storms moving in. So if you can fish, you know, obviously fish anytime you can, but if you can specifically, you know, if you're limited on time, specifically try to target those moon phase times. And also, you know, if you can get out before storms, prefrontal fishing is often the best as well. So try to do that. You know, some things that have been successful as far as putting fish in the boat here for us the last week have been, you know, top water. As I mentioned, like we put a really nice fish in the boat today. Still using, you know, the tubes and rubber baits and a couple of deep cranks on some of those deeper break lines in the clearer water lakes, the, you know, shallower stained lakes. The fish seem to be in the shallow weeds still, feeding on bucktails and topwater. You know, a good figure eight has been super important here the last 2 weeks for me. I'm not kidding when I say probably 90% of the fish that I've personally hooked here in the last 2 weeks have come on the figure eight. To be honest with you, some of them I haven't even seen physically with my eyes. Now, don't get me wrong, I have Panoptix Live Scope, and that comes in very handy in this situation. I set it up so I can kind of look down the side of the boat and watch, you know, my figure eights and any clients in the boat as well, or anyone I'm fishing with. There were a couple of fish that I ended up hooking and catching. They went around the figure eight like 6 times, and not once did I see them with my eyes. You know, I'm watching them kind of coming on the screen. They were 5 feet down. And, you know, I'm just making sure I get down deep on the figure eight and make nice wide sweeping turns. You know, I like going a little bit higher in the water column on the turns and a little bit slower, and then down deeper and faster on the straightaways. And a lot of times the fish are eating on the turn. You know, we had one morning miner last week. We hooked 2 fish on the figure eight within 10 minutes of each other during the morning miner. They were almost carbon copies of each other. They both came in 5 feet down. You know, you couldn't see them with your eyes in the stained water. And I saw them on the screen, and both of them went around like 6 times, and both of them ate on an outside turn, just like we're hoping for. Gives us the best opportunity typically to catch the fish and get a good hook set. You know, the biggest thing with those figure eights, one thing that I kind of tell everyone in my boat is, you know, when you're doing these, everyone talks about the wide turns, but you know, the other thing is the change of pace and the change of eye level or water column level for that fish. So, you know, if that fish is coming in and you're going nice and fast on that straightaway, and then you make a nice high, wide, slow turn, that fish is looking at that as, uh-oh, that bait is making a maneuver to get away. It's making a turn. So it really triggers that fish to kind of want to eat it. And by slowing it down, you actually make it easier for that fish to eat because it was going faster in the straightaway. So that fish has the same amount of momentum still, and your bait's moving slower. So they gain ground on it quicker in that turn, even though they cannot make super tight turns. So like I said, super wide turns, nice and slow on the turn, you know, and then kind of go back down on the straightaway and faster. And the majority of the time they're eating on that turn. It's kind of a reaction like, uh-oh, that's getting away. I need to eat it. So, you know, by changing eye level, it's swimming higher and then also making that turn, you know, it's getting away. So make it nice and slow, make it nice and high and wide. And a lot of times that change of pace, change of direction, and change of eye level is what will trigger the strike on the figure eight. You know, make sure you're doing a good figure eight after every cast. I cannot stress this enough, even in this stained water that, you know, especially in this stained water that I fish, there will be times, you know, you don't see fish come in. And, you know, I mean, obviously, like I said, Panoptix helps with all of this. But, you know, in the past, there'd be times you don't see anything come in. You make a couple of figure eights and all of a sudden, you know, there's one and it comes up and hits you, or it misses it because you're pulling your bait out. So, you know, make sure you are doing a figure eight every cast. Guys, I'll be the first to admit, that fish that missed the topwater bait when we were filming on that cold front Thursday, I stress it all the time to clients, figure eight every cast. We were in about hour 6, and I got, you know, kind of too laid back. I got very complacent, and I was throwing topwater, and I got it close to the boat, and I kind of just made a little line next to the boat. And, you know, I kind of just left the bait there, didn't really figure eight, turned back, and kind of were talking to the guys, and all of a sudden a fish comes up and misses it. So, you know, I had an opportunity, had I figure eighted, that I could have very possibly caught or at least hooked that fish and had, you know, had a chance to get it in the net. So always make sure you're figure eighting. Like I said, can't stress it enough. Even myself, who does this all the time and guides and teaches people to do this, you know, even I sometimes get complacent or make a mistake. And, you know, the fish often, that's when they'll take advantage. You know, they'll come up, they'll strike when you're least expecting it, and you're more likely to make a mistake. And when that happens, most of the time you don't end up catching the fish. You know, obviously that's very frustrating when you've been out for that long to, you know, make a mental error and mistake like I did there. And, you know, we're just going to want to make sure that we do everything we can to not do that. Make sure we're figurating every cast. Looking ahead here, you know, at the week coming up, we have the full moon on Tuesday, August 1st. So, you know, 3 days before and 3 days after, and obviously the day of, are typically, you know, some of the best fishing during the month. So we should have pretty good fishing here. The weather looks pretty decent. You know, they're not calling for any kind of major cold front. If we do get some of those, you know, short storms rolling in and out, make sure again that you're fishing before those. We're gonna go over the moon majors and minors here. Give me 1 second. I got to pull it up on the moon phases on the Muskie 360 app here. Just bear with me. All right. So Saturday, the 29th of July, sunrise is 5:36 in the morning and the sunset is 8:29 at night. We have a total of 14 hours and 53 minutes of daylight. There are two majors and two minors on Saturday. They take place as follows. The first major of the day starts at 8:55 and goes until 10:55 in the morning. And then the second major is 9:27 to 11:27 at night. And our two minors are 12:58 to 1:58 in the morning and 5:55 to 6:55 in the evening. On Sunday, we lose a minute of daylight both at sunrise and sunset, as the sunrise is a minute later at 5:37 a.m. and the sunset is a minute earlier at 8:28 p.m., bringing us to a total of 14 hours and 51 minutes of daylight. As you guys can tell, you know, we're now a month removed from the summer solstice, and these days are now starting to get shorter and shorter quite quickly. So, you know, my recommendation is utilize all the time you have and get out there and fish. Sunday, the majors are 9:59 to 11:59 in the morning and 10:32 at night until just after midnight at 12:32 a.m., and the two minors are 1:52 in the morning until 2:52 and 7:03 to 8:03 in the evening. Again, guys, these moon phases have been a big, big key, and fishing before fronts, focus on those. You know, full moon here, like I said, on Tuesday. So fish as much as you can and really, really make sure you are fishing where the bait is and where you believe there are active muskies during those moon phases, because that has been key. You know, bucktails and topwater have been working very well in the shallow weeds. I recommend, obviously, you know, when you're throwing those areas, continue to use those baits. The fat bastard has been really effective as far as topwater. And as far as bucktails, I've been throwing a lot of, you know, double number eight blades this time of the year now. And we are catching and moving, you know, fish on both. Both have been very productive. You know, there's no wrong way to work a lot of these baits. Everyone may do it a little differently, and whatever works for you, you know, that's just fine. You know, in nature, there is no rhythmic cadence to fish. Like, they move around at a free will, and it's never just a straight line all the time. So, you know, I always tell people, it's okay to vary your retrieve or to not work a bait the exact same way as me, because it's still effective. You know, just don't be robotic with it. Mix it up a little bit, and you're going to catch fish. You know, it definitely helps trigger strikes when you have a change of pace, just like in that figure eight, you know, same kind of deal on your cast. You know, if you're reeling even a bucktail and you're just bringing it in and all of a sudden you give it a little speed burst, you know, all of a sudden if there's a fish behind it at that point, it very well might be like, oh, that thing's trying to get away, you know, and it speeds up and then eats it. So mix up the retrieve. All these are just little nuances of certain things, but that, you know, they're little things that you can do to increase your odds of catching fish. You know, there's so many variables with these fish that we just can't control. Obviously, the weather and the moon, you know, kind of being the biggest too. So the variables we can control, we want to make sure, you know, we do everything we can in our power to give us the best chance of landing a fish, you know, once we do get the opportunity. So, you know, making sure the hooks are sharp, making sure our line is new, you know, and isn't frayed, making sure our leaders are good quality and, you know, don't have any frays in them if they're fluoral, or, you know, don't have any big bends in them if they're wire. Make sure your gear is up to par, you have a good net. so that when you do get this opportunity to catch one of these fish, you do everything in your power, you know, to increase your odds of landing it. Thank you guys very much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'm actually heading up to Canada here tonight and will be gone for the next week. I'm not positive on the whole Wi-Fi situation up there, so I may or may not have a podcast for you guys here next week, but as soon as I get back, I will get one done for you. Thank you again for listening. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad to hear, you know, some of the success stories from you guys based on what we've talked about on here. So thanks again for reaching out and kind of sharing those stories with me and introducing yourselves to me. I really appreciate it. Thank you again, guys.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure Eight Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.